Hello.
Hello.
Who claims that on a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 10 today?
Of course. It's beautiful out. The snow's melted.
I don't hear 10 very often, though. Well,
I'm a pretty positive person.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thanks.
I hope it's contagious.
Right.
It's a good thing.
Right.
Well, we like to get together and chat about what's happening at the center. And first and foremost, your Rockathon is back. And Chris, the good news is people love it. The other news is your bar keeps getting set higher and higher and higher. You have had some incredible numbers the last few years.
We have. This is our 11th year. And keep in mind, the first year that we did this, we made just under $8,000.
Which was good.
Under $6,000.
Which was good.
Absolutely. Last year, we did $68,000.
So, do you have a goal?
We do.
Yeah.
We want to hit our goal. We set it for 50,000.
Okay.
So we're hoping to obviously get way over that, just like we did last year. But
all right. I will describe the Rockathon and then you tell people why you do it and what it's for.
Absolutely.
So you have all these great people from Yankton try to get pledges from their friends and neighbors to support the center. And then they come on St. Patrick's Day and they rock on stage in a rocking chair for all to see. I don't know if some people have fallen asleep in the past, probably, but it's fun, it's festive, and you really go out all day on that day.
We do. We started at 10 in the morning, and we go until 1 in the afternoon. Rockers come every 15 minutes, and they literally do rock on stage. The proceeds from this Rockathon every year go to our March for Meals program, and that's a program that we started years ago that will help seniors that are not able to afford meals. This is what this is for. We will give them meals at no charge. Right now we have 39 people on that program getting meals 7 days a week at no charge. So the cost to the center on that is upwards of $3,000 a month. And that's why this fundraiser is so important. So we can continue doing that program and providing meals to those that are most vulnerable. We have plenty of money to do that with. We could put more than 39 seniors on that. So obviously, if you need some help with that, you should give us a call at 665-4685. You do need to be over 60 and homebound, but we could possibly get you on this program for some meals at no charge to keep you well fed.
I recently asked the Yankton Food for Thought people, what if you guys didn't exist? And they kind of shuddered at that. What if you and the people at the center weren't doing this? That'd be a bad scene.
It would be a horrible, horrible thing. I think this is one of the most essential programs in Yankton for, you know, certain groups of people, seniors that are so vulnerable. They get, you know, not only that meal, but they're getting someone to check in on them daily. A lot of people don't have their family right here. So that volunteer that's delivering that meal each day or checking on them, making sure they're okay. And the program also creates awareness for senior hunger in the community. It's a win-win for the community, and it would just be horrible if it wasn't available.
Has anybody fallen asleep in the rocking chair before?
No, but we have had a couple people bring babies or kids with them to rock. This year, I'm kind of excited because Clay from the Red Hydrant Inn asked if he could bring a guest along, so he's bringing his buddy Artie. So that'll be fun.
His dogs are very well trained too.
Yeah. I got a picture. I'm not sure if Artie is a male or female, but
how wonderful.
Looks real cute. We've got a lot of different rockers this year, a lot of new ones. We have 18 first timers out of 46.
And I will be there broadcasting and helping out in any way I can. So I always look forward to that. And I will wear green. I usually wear red because that's kind of our station color, but I'll wear some green.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, everyone should wear their green. We're going to serve some green beer. We'll have a traditional St. Patty's Day meal available from 11:30 to 1 for anyone.
What's stopping you and I from chugging a couple of green beers and then hopping on the radio?
Nothing at all, really.
Well, we're doing it. Yeah, I know that you guys go all out, and I thank you for the explanation of why you do it. I understand that Mandy is looking for some Meals on Wheels drivers.
She is always looking for some volunteer drivers. If you're interested in doing that, we can customize that to just maybe once a month, once a week, you know, once every other month, whatever your schedule seems to work the best for. If you want to give her a call, it's 665-1055. She can set you up. It literally takes maybe an hour and a half to deliver a route of meals.
And very fulfilling.
It is.
For the person getting the food and for the person doing it.
Absolutely.
For different ways.
Absolutely.
How did the tax thing go in February?
They're still going. They're going to go till April. We got our VITA volunteers to step in again, and we have 7 of them this year, a couple new ones. And last numbers I got from them that they had processed over $1 million in income on returns. So they've seen quite a few people already in the community. And of course, that's a free service as well. We market it to seniors and those low income in the community.
You're one of the most resourceful places in town.
We have a lot of things we can do at our place, yes.
Yeah, that newsletter that you sent out is jam-packed. And anything else coming up that you want to give a mention for this morning?
We always have our meals on Wednesday nights, the first, second, third, and fourth
Burgers,
Wednesday.
Pancakes, ribs, stuff like that.
Right, yeah. And check out our website at thecenteryankton.net. And you can get all those meals and any activities, events, right there at that website.
Don't you forget we're chugging beers on
Rockathon. I won't. I like beer.
All right. I don't care what color it is.
Right.
We'll do it. Chris, thanks for the time. And
thanks for
again,
having me.
thecenteryankton.net if you want to find out what's going on. And we look forward to that big day coming up and the other good things that you bring.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.